One final climate change-related priority of Governor Jerry Brown's is moving through the California State Legislature, but it faces opposition from some Democrats. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports on the effort to share more electric power with other states.
If California jointly planned electric use with other western states, the thinking goes it could pull in wind or hydropower from those states when solar plants shut off at night. And Lauren Navarro of the Environmental Defense Fund told lawmakers last month,
"It also helps us take dirtier resources off the grid in other states.
Even states that don't share California's clean energy goals, based purely on economics.
The renewables we have in California are less expensive and will be chosen more often by the market than dirtier resources like coal."
Governor Brown has supported a regional grid, arguing the state won't be able to put much more renewable energy online without it. But the plan has divided Democrats, consumer advocates, and environmentalists, who fear a new interstate energy agreement could allow federal regulators appointed by President Trump to interfere in California's electricity mix. State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson.
"It is so critical, it seems to me, that we maintain that protection against an administration that has made a commitment to doing everything possible to undermine the values in this state and our energy principles in particular."
Despite that criticism, a bill to create a regional grid passed two Senate committees last month. When lawmakers return in August, Brown will have one more month to pass the bill before his final session in office ends. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.